This is Captain Jeff. Are you tired of losing the fight for clean water and you don't know what to do? Well, listen to the first podcast we uploaded this year, Who's Running on Water? Give us your feedback and email me at jeff@lunkerdog.com. Enjoy this week's episode of Stephen Busaka's quest to find the Florida Panther. Stephen, what did it mean to you to finally see that panther?
It gave me a sense of hope, you know, and just to kind of keep fighting for our resources and what we love.
You saw the panther, then what?
When I stood there for a second, I actually looked up and I thanked God.
Anything stand out?
Caught my eye was how big it was.
Ron was like, you know, it could have been a bobcat.
Oh no, you saw that footage.
Clear the airwaves. The Lunker Dog is on the air.
Are you ready? This is the Real Guy Podcast.
Everybody's contacting me because you saw a fucking panther. My fucking email, my phone,
really?
Instant messages because you saw a fucking panther. Mr. Friggin' Fakka Hatcher.
You want to know something funny?
Yeah.
I had somebody reach out to me this morning. Because I was in Fakahatchee the other day, and I brought my I got a GoPro, and I got a mount for the GoPro on the bike.
Right, I seen your little clips and
oh,
shit.
Oh, you saw it, right?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this I definitely need this now. So I got that on there. I wanted to test out the footage. Would have been great to have that with the panther, but somebody reached out and was like, dude, I was just telling a friend of mine. That you're a Fakka Hatcher. He's like, I love that episode.
The Fakka Hatcher thing. Dude, people throw that back in my face.
I love it.
The whole Fakka Hatcher thing. Because I was kind of like being sarcastic.
You were blown away when I told you. I was like, no, it's a thing.
I mean, I was kind of making fun of you. And the audience is making me pay now.
Well, when you were like, well, what is there, like a name for you guys? And I was like, oh, yeah, there is. And you were like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, dude.
So, dude, I mean, this is your big moment. You've been looking for that fucking panther.
For years.
Years.
You know what's funny about it, though, Jeff? I always, because everybody kept saying, they're like, it's probably going to happen when you least expect it.
Right.
And I've told you this before, though, where I was like, but if I'm in the middle of the Glades, how do I, like, not expect it? You know what I mean? It's like, well, how could I don't understand how that's even a possibility, but it happened. Where I didn't expect to see it.
It did? So you didn't expect it, and that's when it happened.
I'm going to tell you, there's a crazy... There was a little bit of divine intervention, I really believe, went on there that night. Like, I'm a little quieter. But, well, you know, us being Italians, we're both Catholic. But, you know, I typically am a little on the quieter side about it. But, like, I didn't even get to tell you the whole story about what even went down that day.
Well, that's why you came over.
Yeah.
So,
like, I wanted to get this the true Hollywood scoop, so to speak.
All right. Well,
first of all, I almost didn't go, just because I was kind of going back and forth, and I'm like, do I want to go? Whatever. So I go, and I went out there pretty late in the day. Like I didn't
get to the freaking. You didn't want to go where?
I wasn't sure if I wanted to go to Fakahatchee because I wasn't sure if I wanted to drive. Yeah, I mean, it's still an hour and a half drive. You know what I mean?
Right.
I wasn't really sure because I was kind of having a bad day, and I was like, I don't even know if I want to drive that hour and a half. But I was like, you know what? I know myself well enough to know that at least if I'm out there,
right,
it'll help clear my head. So I didn't even care about really seeing anything at that point. I was just like, I just want to clear my head. And so I go out there, but I went late. Like, I didn't get there till like after 5:30, honestly. Which is, like, I think the latest I've ever gone. And I was also hesitant because it was a weekend. And it's season right now between the spring breakers and the snowbirds. The last couple of times I've gone in there, it's packed. And I told you there's only one road in and out. And trying to get around these fools is a nightmare.
Right.
I was the only person in there. The only person in the whole preserve. There was two cars that were coming out when I was pulling in.
Right.
That was it. I was like, well, this is nice, actually. I said, I haven't had this in a while, especially on a weekend.
Right.
And the weather was beautiful.
Right.
I'm like, man. But then it occurred to me. I was like, oh, but wait a minute. It's St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's
out drinking.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
I was like, yo, this is great. And it was sunny. I was like, this is awesome. Hop on a bike. And I always typically like to go down the same path, and it's a nice smooth ride, and it leads me all the way.
Slow down. All right, so you went in the evening instead of usually you go early in the morning.
Yeah, I wake up at like 4:30 a.m.
You know, I've been preaching this shit. I've been preaching this shit to you, to everybody, forever, about catching fish, the best part of the day, all the good shit happens, and it's in the afternoon. The blue marlin guys catch them in the afternoon. All my best fish are in the afternoon. These fools, they call me up. They want to go at like 4 a.m. I go as early as you want to go. I'm like, how about 4 p.m?
Well, you're also not a morning person either, though.
Well, that's part of the reason why. There's a legitimate reason why I don't get up first thing in the morning like that. Because I got shit to do in the evening. Like, that's when me and, like, you know, the Panthers and shit hang out.
Well, you know what's funny, man, is like, because I've told you this before, like, I'll go out there. Like I wake up at like 4:30 and get there like 6:30 a.m. And again, now at that point, I'm definitely the only person in there. Dude, I've gone in there biking. I've gone in there on foot, and I will be as quiet as a mouse at like 6:30 a.m.
Right.
And not see a bird. A bird. Well, and... Like
maybe all those animals out on the Fakahatchee are like, all right, listen, all the freaking nature lover dudes are going to come out in the morning. So why don't you just take it easy? After lunch, it'll start going away. It'll get hot out, and then the wildlife starts coming out.
Well, but here's the thing. But then I'll go with, like, my buddy who makes a lot of noise, and we'll see, like, bears and shit. And I'm like – and I'll go during the week – like when I really think it's not going to be, and I won't see shit.
Well, I don't think bears are like a panther. Like, I think the panther is like, you know, they got the real good hearing, they got the good senses, and they're like, all right, there's a bunch of crackers out here in the park right now. I'm going to hang out over here where they ain't, and that kind of thing. The bear's the opposite. He hears some shit going on or whatever. He's like, oh, maybe I get a marshmallow or something over there. What the fuck's going on?
Well, they're not very stealthy. Like, if a bear's around, like, especially when it's wet out there, like you will hear him coming.
Well, I don't think he's too worried about, you know, the Fakahatchees.
No.
Like a panther is.
No. Well, I've told you that there's been plenty of times, like Justin's been with me where, you know, we will go walking and, you know, we look down at the ground, see if we see any tracks, and we come back and there's freaking panther tracks that were not there when we first got there. I'm like, dude, like, that's, I always said, like, I'm convinced that there's been plenty of times when they've literally been watching me in the bush waiting for me to go by, and then they run across. Oh, like, not even a doubt in my mind.
Absolutely.
I know people that have seen that too. Like, they've said they've been walking and all of a sudden they'll turn around, and one guy got a picture and the thing was literally like poking its head out of the bush looking at him, and then he turned around and saw it and it ran across. You know, so, But no, going back to what I was saying. So, you know, I had the whole place to myself. I was super excited. So I hop on a bike and I start making my way down, and it's a nice, it's like a 10-mile trek, which is nice, even for the exercise purpose. So I'm going down, and I have not had this happen since January. I looked up the date. I haven't had this happen since January of last year. A big gator was laid out all completely across the path, and I couldn't get past, and he wouldn't move. I haven't seen that in like over a year. And I've seen them on the side of the path all the time, but this one was all the way across, couldn't get around him. And so I pull up to him, and, you know, I'm like, and I'm trying to like get him to move. Like, I like kind of shove my bike in his face, you know, without him swinging around and popping a hole in my tire, of course, but he wouldn't move.
You're like poking at the gator.
Not like actually, but getting like really close to him, like, move. And he wouldn't move. Usually I can get them to move too. But this one wouldn't move. And I was pissed because I was only halfway to the end of the trail. And I was like, well, shit, man, I really wanted to get to the end of this trail. So I'm standing there trying to get him to move and he won't move. So I was like, I guess I could go back down and go down the East Main Tram, which is the most popular trail there because it leads to that old cabin. And it's nice because there's a boardwalk and there's a pond and it's nice sunset. And I was like, okay, whatever. I can go get some nice footage of the sunset. But my issue with that path is because it's so heavily trafficked, I've never seen anything down there.
Right.
I think I've seen deer, but that's like about it. So I was like, whatever, I'll get some good pictures of the Hilton. They called the Fakahatchee Hilton.
Right.
So I was like, all right, whatever, I'm turning around. So I go back and I've never had to turn around on that path ever.
Well, that gator punked you down.
He did. And the funny thing is, he didn't get aggressive. He didn't hiss at me or anything.
No, he was just
he just sat there. He's like, I'm not moving.
You're out of luck today, pal.
Yeah. So I go back down. I come down to East Main Trim and I turn on it, and I must have went only a few feet. And I looked, and mind you, I'm on the bike, and I happen to look down, and I see fresh panther scat. Like, I'm talking to the point where I was like, dude, he must have come down here within the hour fresh. And I started laughing. I'm like, oh, what a shocker. I missed him again. So I start going, and I've seen the gators, and they're all on the side of the path. And this path, the East Main Tram, is very narrow. It's like 4 feet. So the gators are on the side. And when I'm going past them, like, I actually, like, will lift my leg up.
Just, you're going to get bit one of these days by these freaking gators.
I just do it. I mean, they're pretty chill, but I'll lift my leg up just so that way they don't swing. But I go past them, and I come around. The way that East Main works is there's, like, a couple bends in the trail. And what I would do when I'd walk it typically is I'd come up real slow and, like, just poke my head around. And it's pretty cool because, you know, you never know, like, if something's going to be around the corner. And it does that a couple times, too. And when I'm on foot, sometimes what I'll do is I'll come around the corner slow, and I'll sit there for a few seconds before I keep moving to see if maybe something will walk out. It never happened, but I always hope. So I come around the corner on my bike, and as soon as I come around the corner, there's the panther, and I was like, holy shit. And I knew exactly what it was as soon as I came around the corner, and it was just walking down the trail.
Now the little video clip, all we saw was his ass end. How long did you actually see the panther?
He let me follow him for 2 minutes.
Get out of here.
Which is actually a really long time to see a panther, because usually it's only a few seconds.
Did you get any other footage?
No, because I was too busy, like, admiring it. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I was like, I got my proof. Uh-huh. I was like, now let me go and just fucking enjoy this experience.
No, all the guys that get the biggest fish or whatever, a lot of times they don't get the pick.
Oh, and I knew I had to get footage, because I was like, nobody will believe this.
Nobody would have believed it.
No, like, my dad, even my parents were like, yeah, if you didn't get that footage, I don't know if we would have believed you.
You want to hear something funny? So I had Ron on the boat this week.
Heim?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's doing great. But Ron last week was posting all those nature photos.
He's really into the swamp walking now.
Right.
Into the sloughs.
He wants to go with you. And so anyway, I'll take him
out there.
I think he's down in, like, Central Florida somewhere, or maybe out by Melbourne or whatever. He's out doing his nature stuff. He's taking pictures and he's showing all this nice stuff. And I'm like, oh shit, Busaka's going to see this and he's going to get FOMO.
He's got a lot of bird pics, like eagles and stuff. He's got some good stuff.
So he kind of cracked on you a little bit. And then we were on the boat yesterday. He's like, you ain't got FOMO no more. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, it was.
He was very happy for you.
Was he?
Norm called me. He was very happy for you. Norm's like, you know, Busaka, it's like, for a fisherman, he, like, got his blue marlin. And I'm like, no, I think it's bigger than that. I think it's like getting a grander.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, 20 years it took you? How many trips you think that might have been over the course of 20 years?
Well, think about how hard I've been hitting Fakahatchee, though. I mean, I go out there multiple
times. In the last few years, you've
been
crushing it.
Yeah.
So, and that's like marlin fishing. That's like if you get, you know, that giant fish close to a grand or whatever, and you work your whole life to friggin' get him to come up and do it. And then there's guys that get multiple granders. Now, granted, they've got to go all over the world, and that's all they do.
Yeah.
But that's similar to looking for that friggin' panther thing. But Ron was like, you know, it could have been a bobcat.
Oh no, you saw that footage. There was no denying that that was a panther. But you know, it's funny you say that though, because I remember when I had gone down to Everglades National Park a few weeks ago, and saw Benny again that day. Was good chilling with him for a little bit.
Go ahead, throw around some more names.
You know I have to do it, man.
Go ahead. We all love it.
I said to the guy, I said, you guys seen any panthers lately? And he's like, you know, I had somebody claim that they saw one and that they had pics, and I'd asked him to see the picture. He goes, it was a bobcat. I think that happens more often than it doesn't, honestly, that I think people are seeing bobcats and thinking that they're panthers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's kind of like the 100-pound tarpon thing. Anybody that gets a tarpon like over 60 pounds,
they automatically assume it's,
there you go, I got my 100-pounder. So people that like actually were lucky enough to see a bobcat like walk away through the bushes.
Well, bobcat's still really cool to see too.
They're cool to see, but they convinced themselves.
Yeah, that it's a panther.
That it was a panther, maybe. I don't know. Like amongst FACA hatchers, right? Is it bragging rights
to see a panther?
Yeah.
Not really anymore, just because I don't know if I told you, but I was like the only person of like the core group of us that had not seen a panther.
All right, so they're not. It's not like fishing with a lot of. Should I say lying going on?
No.
People are pretty honest about their panther sightings.
Yeah. I mean, and they're really happy for you too, but it was like I knew, like I had a lot of friends from there that were like, dude, it's about freaking time, just because they knew how much freaking time and effort I was putting into this. But I think it was funny because it did catch me off guard. And I didn't think it would ever catch me off guard, but I was just like, nobody ever sees anything down East Main anymore. Because, mind you, so the funny thing about East Main, that used to be the number one spot to see panthers. Like 10 years ago, before we had all these people going in there.
Right.
Now everybody and their brother's going in there. But I think it's interesting, though, that it does go to show that, you know, if you time it right, you know, again, like Jeff, I actually looked at, it was almost 7 p.m. Like it was getting dark.
Yep.
And I was like, maybe they don't care. They know when nobody's out there. But here's the thing. Everyone, I wish I had gotten this on video. Like every once in a while, like I think he did it two or three times, he would stop and he'd turn around and look at me. And then he'd just keep going.
Yeah, he wasn't fazed by
it. No, I had my bike. So I've got I had like the bike in this hand and I'm like running down the trail with my bike.
Yeah, and, see, I was always wondering, like, would they be more skittish, you know, more like a, you know, I don't know.
Like a bear.
I don't know, like a lot of fish anyway, you know, because I mean, it's not like I run down a bunch of animals or whatever, but I wanted to know if the panther was going to be like real skittish, if he was going to be cocky, you know, what he might be like.
Oh, they've got a presence. Like, that was the first thing I picked up on was his walk. Like, he walks with, like, I know this sounds ridiculous, but you can tell there's a confidence in the way that they walk. Like, well, think of it this way. Where I saw that panther scat, he had to walk past those big gators.
Right.
And I mean, I doubt that he ran past them.
Well, they obviously can navigate through the alligators. Unlike you.
Oh, for sure.
Unlike you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
Dude, that alligator punked you down.
He did. Well, this is the funny thing, though.
Go ahead.
When I talk about divine intervention, because I was like, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I almost felt like God put that gator there as a way of saying, like, turn your ass around and go finally see that cat. Because here's the thing. If I hadn't turned around,
right,
I would have never seen it.
Right.
Another thing I wish I had gotten on camera too, you know, so I finally, you know, I'm running down the path. I mean, not like aggressively running, but, you know, I'm doing kind of like a trot down the path to catch up with him. And at one point, you know, he looked back at me again, stopped and looked at me, and then he decided like he had had enough out of there.
Yeah.
And he took off running. And like you just see that long tail come up, and it's just like the way he's running down the path, and then he took a sharp left and leaped right off the path into the swamp. So I'm running after him, and I go right to where he jumped in, And I'm looking, Jeff, and it's still really wet out there. There's no dry land right off that path. I don't see ripples in the water. Nothing.
Like a ghost. It's,
and they call the panther the ghost cat for a reason. It was like, as it was just, they, like, Jeff, nothing. No ripples, nothing.
Right.
Just gone. That was pretty badass.
That's cool. Buzaga, that's freaking cool.
I'm being serious. I know it sounds so corny to say, but like somebody asked me, my mom asked me, she was like, did you feel scared at all when you saw it? I said, not at all. And I've asked people out there, I'm like, do you guys feel scared? Because I mean, look, it's still a big cat.
Right.
Like if it really wanted to, it could freaking attack you. But I've said to many people, I'm like, do you ever feel scared when you've seen them? Every person has said to me, they're like, believe me when I tell you, you're not going to feel scared. They're like, you're going to be more in awe
right.
when you see it.
Right.
And what was really crazy to me, Jeff, is I actually felt safer when I saw that thing, because most of the time it's just me out there and those gators. And I mean, and mind you, the East Main Tram has a canopy, so it's darker. It's only like a 4 foot wide trail with water on both sides. It's winding roads where you don't know what's going to be around the corner. I almost felt safer when I saw that cat, because I was like, well, if that thing's walking down this path, I was like, I don't got to worry about nothing else. And I honestly felt safer when I saw it. But I actually felt more in awe
right.
when I saw, I mean, well, shit, I went running after it. I think, should kind of tell you that.
Well, I think if there was for any reason you should be afraid of that cat, the cat would never let you know and he'd get you. You know what I mean? Since you could see him and he could see you and he wasn't coming at you, like the adventure started, you know, and the intensity built and all that kind of shit. If that cat wanted to get you, you never would even had a chance to be afraid. He'd have been get up on your neck or something and then you'd have been... whatever, panthered.
Yeah.
What do they call that? Mauled.
Mauled.
Panthered.
But I thought that was interesting, though, because I always asked people, I'm like, do you ever feel nervous when you see them? And they're like, believe me, like they're like, you're not going to feel nervous. I didn't, and I, like I said, he wasn't like, I mean, I think at the closest, he was maybe 300 feet from me.
Right.
You know, which isn't like super close, but it's not super far. But no, you know, the first time, you know, he acknowledged me, he just looked at me and just kept going. And I was like, yeah, he don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And he actually let me follow him for about a good 2 minutes.
Big cat, how old?
Very big.
So he was old.
If I had to take a guess, because that was one of the first things that caught my eye was how big it was. Like, Jeff, if I had to take a guess, that cat was 130. It was a good sized cat.
It looked big in the video.
Yeah. Well, see, I didn't even think the video showed how big it was.
I mean, like, it looked tall. It didn't look like...
It was tall.
Yeah.
And that was why when I came around the corner, I was like, that's a big cat right there. And it was good. It was a healthy looking cat too. You know, it didn't look like it was starving or anything. But I tell you what, them things, they walk, they got a presence out there, man.
Dude,
that is like the true guardian of the glades right there.
It's the predator, dude. That's real predator.
You it got is.
Him, the gator, except the gator can't get him.
I thought that was badass, how they just walk right by him.
You seen those videos and those pictures of the cats with the gator in their mouth dead.
I've seen bobcats get them. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
With the baby gators?
It's
pretty badass.
Even pretty good-sized gators. I seen them walking, you know, with somebody's got a pick or whatever. But I never seen no pick the other way.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Well, I had asked one time, I was asking some of the park rangers, I was like, you guys think those gators ever get those panthers? They said no.
Yeah, no.
They're like, I think they're way too smart to eat. And they walk through that water a lot. They're walking through that water. But the biologists seem to think that they know how to navigate their way through those deep sloughs, that they can kind of avoid getting chopped by a gator.
It's always so funny listening to you. Like, City boys say slough. Say that again, slough.
The slough. That's what it is.
It's a slough to like the old cracker boy like Josh.
No, no, but those deep, no, those deep parts of the swamp, they call them a slough.
I know they call them sloughs. It's just that, I don't know, you're not exactly like, you don't use a lot of that swamp term, but then you throw out slough here and there.
I kind of got used to saying it.
I know. I know.
They've trained me well out there.
So that's a Fackahatcher type term. They like to throw around the word slough.
Well, I've kind of had to learn the differences and what's considered a slough and what's considered a swamp and all this stuff. And
so the GoPro, you got nothing on the GoPro?
No, but
I thought like when you were out there, I thought you just had the GoPro going all the time.
No. That GoPro, you only get like 15 minutes with the battery that they give you. So I ordered a new battery, and but I'll tell you what, that GoPro is going to be a game changer.
I got the guys to jump on the boat with the GoPro.
That's going to be a game changer, dude.
And they got all straps and everything, and they're all fired up, and they, you know, click that thing on.
I just bought a mount for the bike, which I think is going to be great, because then if something runs across, it'll catch it.
I don't know about the GoPro, because these guys, like I said, they get on the boat, they GoPro the piss out of everything. And then, like, they never send me any GoPro footage. I never see it on their Instagrams or whatever. I think they just like to sport their GoPro.
That is a possibility. I've seen people, they got, like, on their chest, like you said. I've seen them have it on their hats.
Or the logo? Or the because I've seen them sport the logos,
oh,
too.
No, there's like a vest-type thing that you put on.
Right.
I couldn't imagine wearing that, personally, but that's just, I mean, to each their own. I've seen them with the hat. They put it on their hats.
I don't know what's up with, like, the GoPro and, like, the real film guys, but Lamont's been cracking on GoPro for a long
time.
Has
he really?
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's good for the bike.
Well, I mean, you're not, like, you know, some sort of filmmaker type dude or whatever.
No.
But Lamont, I mean, like, he looks down his nose at GoPro people and GoPro-ers.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know what that's all about. I just, you know.
Well, I mean, I follow, there's people on YouTube that I follow that they have it like strapped to their chest and they just, it's them walking, you know, so.
All right, so 7 o'clock, the sun goes down, you're in your car, you're on your way back home. What's going through your mind?
That night?
Yeah.
Well, actually, can we back up to when I was still on the trail?
Yeah.
After he disappeared into the swamp.
Yeah, yeah.
I literally, like, kind of stood there in the middle of the trail as it's getting dark. Nobody, nothing's around.
Don't tell me you cried.
No.
Okay, good.
I just fucking was like, I stood there and I just kind of like, it's like in the movies where they break the fourth wall and look at the camera and it's like, and I literally was just like, I just saw a panther. Like 100% guaranteed, not even a doubt in my mind. Like I actually finally got to see one. And like, I felt like, you ever see when those people where they do that little jump where they like kick one leg out?
Yeah.
Like that's what I basically felt like doing. I didn't because I've tried to do it before and it never worked. So I was like, let me not hurt myself right now. But that's what I felt like doing.
So you were happy-go-lucky.
Dude, I hopped on that bike. I didn't even want to go all the way down to the Hilton anymore. I just wanted to get out of there so I could tell everybody what I just saw. I practically, like, now, on that bike, I flew out of that freaking trail.
Now, see, what happens to me, right, is I'll go out and I'm working. And then my client will have this big night. You know what I mean? And the night flashes by and you think about all the big fish and you're pretty fired up. You're in a good mood. And then you're driving home and then I deflate. And then by the time I get home, I'm so fucking tired. And I'm not tired because I went fishing all day. I'm tired because all that adrenaline that was going through the body.
You kept coming back down.
Right. Then I'm coming back down. And I was like, did that happen to you?
Not at all. I got no sleep that night.
So you were just fired up the whole time?
I tell you what else I did when I stood there for a second. I actually looked up and I thanked God. Because I actually was like, I literally looked up and I just said, thank you.
That's the right thing to do, by the way.
I do that typically after I go fishing and have a great day of fishing. I always thank God.
I think about that most afternoons when it's just nice out and it's me getting the clients, and the sun's going down. Usually the fish are doing their thing, and everything's just perfect. It's funny, I just posted a picture on Instagram with a fish jumping out of the water as the sun's going down, exactly the time that you saw that panther. And I think it was on the same day. I wonder if I was smoking that tarpon in that
following that panther.
You got that panther. And I put on the Instagram post, I said, when it's perfect, it's perfect.
It was just kind of an interesting just how it all kind of worked out. And I tell you what else I felt, though, Jeff, as silly as it sounds, I actually felt a little bit of a sense of hope. You know, it was a reminder of what we're fighting for. You know, and because of that, I actually tagged like Chris Whitman, Benny Blanco, Josh Greer, all the captains for Clean Water. It was a reminder of what we're fighting for to save the Everglades, because I've said this before, I'll say this again. The only thing that bothers me is I think that the national park and the fishing aspect of the Everglades gets a little too much attention at times. And I had a renewed, it reminded me also what we're fighting for too. I got a sense of hope in the sense of, you know, because it's funny, when they see those mountain lions out west, they get scared as shit, which, I mean, I get it, though. They're more aggressive out west.
Right, they're getting attacked here. And
I was going to say, yeah, they're
like our shark.
Exactly.
Know? Not happening all the time, but...
Yeah, but they're pretty aggressive. But it's funny here, it's considered almost like a good omen to see one. And I know multiple people that have said that when they've had a bad day, that's typically when they see it. You know, and the Native Americans, you know, they actually do believe that it's like they let them see you. They let you see them pretty much. Like it's almost like they believe that big cats, when you see them, whether it's bobcats or panthers, it's almost like they're trying to give you a message, which I always thought was pretty fascinating. But it gave me a sense of hope, you know, and just to kind of keep fighting for our resources and what we love. You know, it was, I mean... Dude, I mean, I have 20 years of going into the Glades and I never saw one, but I never gave up. I felt like giving up some, like, I mean, how many times have I been out there literally just going like, the fuck am I even doing out here, dude? Like, there were people that literally would say to me, they'd be like, you ain't gonna see no fucking panther.
Right.
You know, so I actually had a little bit of a renewed sense of hope of like, you know, even though it's tough with these politicians, you know, don't give up.
Dude, you have to have some hope.
And you
it's,
do.
It's great that you got that recharged a bit. It's great that you got rewarded for all the hard work. It's great because you actually have a passion to see that thing, and you made that passion happen. So the whole thing is pretty phenomenal. And I guess that's why so many people reached out to me this week ever since you posted your little clip. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of people, even though they may not be FACA hatchers, seeing a Florida panther may not be their thing, but I think people can relate because people have things and they know that a good guy, the world's favorite millennial, had his big day in the park. So congratulations. Great job. Way to stick with it. Way to put in the work and run that dog.
Run that dog.